Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here with Dr. Stephen Smothers and Dr. Luis Benjamin of K-State from the A.Q. Miller School of Journalism. And we've been talking about Dr. John Brinkley, a legend, not just the regional radio, but national radio, and I guess you can maybe even say world radio in a lot of ways. A man who was famous for talking about operations and performing operations.
And selling products over the air that were bogus, to say the least.
One of the first big marketers, really, in American history, especially on the radio, and he would do operations that involved goat testicles and transferring them to men who were dealing with impotence and made a fortune off of it. And such an amazing story that there's already been an animated documentary that was a big hit at the 2016 Sundance Film Festival. And there's also a live action movie that's being talked about that would have Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Let me talk about this before we before we go on with the Brinkley story. You know, it's interesting that this is all stuff that happened 100 years ago. Brinkley moved to Milford, Kansas in the year 1917. So this is the centennial year of the founding of the Brinkley practice. And yet at the same time, Hollywood is just now getting interested in this story. Now, there have been no less than 7 books written about Dr. Brinkley. Now, one of the things that added to his fame at the time was a book that was published in 1921, The Goat Gland Transplantation, as originated and successfully performed by J.R. Brinkley, M.D. of Milford, Kansas, USA, on over 600 operations on men and women. Now, that was the title of that book. It was essentially just a medical book that was released about the Brinkley operation. The first popular press book was The Life of a Man, a biography of John R. Brinkley. That was published in 1934 by Clement Wood. Interestingly enough, those 7 books now have mostly happened since 2002. And the last book to be published was a book by Chip Kessler in 2010. And so this documentary that you referred to, Brady, that was produced by a filmmaker, Penny Lane is her name, Penny Lane, she called her documentary Nuts. And it was an animated documentary. Well, all of a sudden, in January of this year, a podcast by Gimlet Media, they have a podcast called Reply All. And Reply All is a podcast basically talking about technology and how people have used technology and how technology has shaped people. They did a documentary, or podcast documentary, I should say, on this, called Man of the People. That was what inspired a movie interest by a fellow by the name of Richard Linklater, and the production company is Annapurna Pictures. So it's a private film company, very much an amateur film company. But one of his partners in this deal is Robert Downey Jr. and his wife, and Downey's wife Susan. They have a little production company, and so they want to make a movie about Dr. Brinkley. And they don't have a title yet, and it's not really known if Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Brinkley or if he's going to play Morris Fishbein, who was the guy who eventually brought Brinkley down from the American Medical Association. But anyway, that gives you an idea of how this has all developed. The Brinkley story, then, basically, is a fairly modern phenomenon in terms of it now spreading to become kind of a recycling of history, if you will. Right.
And with podcasts being kind of the spark of that movie-wise, that's kind of interesting in a way, because radio, a new technology then, is what got Brinkley on the map.
Correct.
And here's
I never thought about that. But that's
no,
which is a
but
newer
it is,
thing.
It is you know, he used this new technology of radio to his best advantage back in the 20s and 30s. And you do have to think of radio as a new technology at that time, much like today we have, you know, smartphones and all that, which are essentially a new technology, but they're only 10 years old, and yet what would we do without them?
Exactly.
You know? So.
And let's, we talked a lot about his rise, his successes. Let's talk about his fall. And that's almost just as interesting as the rest of it.
This is an interesting part of the Brinkley story that doesn't get repeated much. The thing that really brought down John Brinkley was the Kansas City Star. And the reason was the Kansas City Star at that time was the licensee of WDAF Radio. And WDAF Radio, for those who know about the Metro today, is now at 610 on the dial. It's had a call letter change as a sports station over in Kansas City now. At that particular time, the Star owned it. And Brinkley was having such success with his KFKB radio in Milford, he applied for power increase. He wanted to go to 5,000 watts. Well, guess who else wanted to go to 5,000 watts? The Kansas City Star filed for a 5,000-watt power allotment for WDAF.
And so for those who don't understand what that, when you go up to that sort of wattage, what type of coverage increase are we talking about?
Well, it depends what frequency, it depends on what frequency you're at. The Brinkley frequency was about right at the 1050 to 1070 spot on the dial somewhere. That's where it eventually wound up to be, and that's going to give you a signal that's going to cover several states, okay? And but it depends on a lot of things, how many other stations are on the air, you know, those types of things. Brinkley went up against the Kansas City Star before a competitive hearing with the Federal Radio Commission. Now, this was before any complaints had ever been filed about Brinkley and how he was using his airtime and things. Well, guess who won? Brinkley won. William Rockhill Nelson, the publisher of the Kansas City Star, was furious. And he pulls in all of the reporters of the Star, and he says, we're going to go after that so-and-so quack in Milford, Kansas. And the Star reporters started doing their homework, and they found out about Brinkley's mortality rate. They found out that there were people who showed absolutely no effects from the operation. There was even a question as to whether there was an incision made at all on some people. And so that's when the American Medical Association got interested in this deal. And I'll turn this over to Dr. Benjamin.
And then they began investigating his credentials and found out that the two schools that he said that he had graduated from, one school didn't even have him in their records at all. And the other was known as a diploma mill. So his medical credentials were really very much in question at the time. He had pretty much gone to these schools or claimed to have gone to these schools and then given himself the label of doctor and became the, you know, the local doctor and then grew his practice, you know, through radio.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I wish we had more time
I think, though, Brady, if I might jump
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm.
After this situation, the Kansas City Star looking mm-hmm. into him, he lost pretty much about everything.
He lost everything.
He lost, and mm-hmm. what happened, the Federal Radio Commission ultimately ruled against him, you know, for operating the station in his personal interest. He then took his operation to Mexico.
Del Rio, Texas, and across the border.
And the border is where the station was located. The station's mm-hmm. transmitter was located.
Which had 1,000,000 watts of power because it was in Mexico. And it could literally be heard in Finland.
Seriously.
And he had no American Medical Association.
Correct.
No, that's right.
Correct.
Nobody was bothering him.
And it actually took an international agreement between Mexico and the U.S. to get him off the air, finally, in 1940.
1940. It mm-hmm. took that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Took that long. Because he moved his operations there in the early 30s.
He died in 1941, by the way. His wife continued to live in Del Rio in the Brinkley Mansion that they built there. And he had the same modus operandi in Del Rio that he had in Milford. I mean, he paid to have the town streets paved. He sponsored all sorts of organizations in the community. So it was very much that business model that he developed here in Milford that led to his success down in Texas.
And it's probably why he was able to go so long is the way he was kind of just spreading that money around, mm-hmm. keeping a lot of people happy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we do got more. We got to talk with the Manhattan Area Technical College president to wrap up in focus. But thank you guys so much for coming on.
This
funnest
was
interview
fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
Love being on the radio.
You love having you on the radio.
you kind of fit the role.
More in focus after this.
Hey, quick question for you, Dr. Steve.
Yes.
Smethers, do you recall what the call letters were for his station in Mexico?
X-E-R-A. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. X-E-R-A. Villa Okuna, Mexico.
That does not stand for where the goats run scared.
No.